He did a lot of welding then, and get out of there.
She's not welding.
Okay, as long as she's not welding. Would you like a Coke or something?
No, I'm
fine. He do a lot of welding on boilers and things, you know, and he'd have to go out mostly just seeing about business for his shop, and I used to go all over with him. He spoiled me rotten, you know. He wouldn't let anybody spank me or anything, you know. It was really something. But he says now, you know, I'm not mother's child, I'm his baby, you know. But he's something.
Did he live with y'all? Or?
Well, like I said, this was his house, and mother and I came to live with him. I was 6 months old, and we stayed here until I was in the second grade, I guess. You know, we moved in town then. Mm-hmm. Mother remarried when I was five, but we still lived upstairs then. It was an apartment upstairs, you know. But we lived here until then, and he just thought, I don't know, he's got stabbed by the grandchildren, but he's always just kind of carted me around with him, you know. He's real fond of the kids. He's very old, but he loves to have little children around him. You know, a lot of elderly people don't like young people around him. Grandfather just delights in seeing young people. He's quite interested. Did you get to talk to him at all?
I talked to him a little while this afternoon. He was real friendly.
Yeah, he's quite hard of hearing, though. Might have had trouble.
Caught on to that.
He had major surgery in October, but his mind for 93...
Remembering day-to-day things now, sometimes he has a problem, but he can really remember back when he was a young man and, you know, things that went on. And he really can tell the kids some terrific stories. That's why they like to listen to him so much. You know, and sing old songs, things, you know, they used to have back then. But he was real spry up until he had to have this operation, and then he had a stroke afterwards, you know. And he's up till a couple of years ago, he had a place down in Key West, and he'd go down there and he'd farm things, you know, and then just got too much for him, the heat down there and all, so he had to sell it and come back up here.
Did you go to Key West? You've gone there yourself?
No, I've never been down there. We have an aunt that lives in... where was that? He had Big Pine Key. It's close to Key West. That's where he had his place. Now, I've been there, and then we have an aunt that lives in Sugarloaf Key. That's just a little bit further down.
That's on the Florida Keys.
It's about, about 20 or 30 miles from Key West.
Big Pine Key
Is,
when I say now,
20
miles, I think, the side of Key West.
You have relatives scattered all over Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have quite a few of the live in Miami itself. Mm-hmm. And over on the west coast at Fort Myers, there's a lot of them that live over there. And we don't have too many there. I don't think there's many that live up in northern Florida. It's mostly down south or up to the...
They are of the... I mean, they're distant relatives.
Your father's...
Yeah,
my
all
my
of his
father's
sisters and brothers.
Father's brothers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because there is a big family reunion of the up on, I think, Graceland or somewhere up in North Florida. Mm-hmm. And every year they have quite a big celebration.
I was telling her, like, grandmother was related to the right?
Yes, my mother was related to Admiral.
Where did you spend your summers?
Oh, mostly around here, I guess. We'd go to Tennessee to visit my father's family, you know, every once in a while. Going to the beach, I guess. I'd go to church camp sometimes, yeah.
Where would the church camp be?
Oh, over in Central Florida, around Silver Springs, Ocala. Mm-hmm. No, baby. No. No.
It wasn't
crowded like it is now. But still, there were just, you know, an awful lot of tourists in the summertime.